Now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Science.
We came across this story Friday, right before we took off for vacation. We saw this instant chemistry, a way to test and see if couples are compatible. And we were like, oh, we need to get this test. We have to find out what this is all about.
First off, we can find out if the show is compatible.
Right.
We'll see if that that happens.
So we got a hold of Ron Gonzalez, the co-founder of Instant Chemistry.
Right.
Is he on the phone right now? Did we get
Ron? Should be on the phone. Ron, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for talking to us. We were intrigued by this. I think I saw it in The Guardian. So, you know, it's international, of course. You guys have I've seen some stories on you guys for the past couple of years here. But the thought of being able to use science to find out if you and your partner have a flying chance seems pretty interesting to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we initially started the company, we intended to use this for dating sites. I mean, that was the initial thought, is that there's a lot of research, over 20 years of research, on using genetics and psychology as better ways to match people, and that was the initial formation of the company, and we partnered initially with matchmakers. But what was interesting is over time, we got a lot of couples that were contacting us who were saying, you know, that sounds really neat. We'd love to try it. Can we try it? And then, you know, initially we weren't really designed for that, but we eventually worked with two clinical psychologists to come up with a love manual, a couple's kit, to allow couples to explore their relationship in a new way.
And so what is in your, you have a relationship kit that people can buy. And so what are they going to get with that?
Sure. So we test for basically 14 different factors. Some of them are genetic, some of them are psychological. But the genetic factors are related to genes of the immune system, or HLA. These are human leukocyte antigen. These genes have been highly associated with long-term relationship, physical attraction, and long-term chemistry. The idea being is the more dissimilar people are in terms of their immune system, the more highly attracted they are to one another, and the more likely they'll stay strongly attracted to each other over time. The other genes we test for are related to neurotransmitters in the brain that are very involved in behavior, such as serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin. And then we test for a variety of psychological parameters as well.
So what is the average couple then? Where do they fall on the scale? And at what point should they say, oh, okay, well, science tells me this really isn't worth it. See ya.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we didn't really know what average was when we started. When we started, we just had singles who were trying to find relationships, and we knew that the more dissimilar in terms of HLA, the more attracted they are to one another. And we knew that certain genes like serotonin, some combinations are more complementary than others. So what we did was we looked at 100 singles, and then we looked at 100 couples, and we started to see if there was any differences among them. And then when we saw that the couple stood out in certain factors, we used the couples as kind of our gold benchmark of already existing established long-term couples as the higher score. So now what we find is most couples will score somewhere between 70-80% on our test who take the test. Rarely do we see couples that are in the high 90s or 100s, and rarely do we see couples that are in the low 40s or 50s.
What is the highest and lowest you've seen?
I've seen, I mean, in terms of couples established, I've seen like a 98%, which is pretty incredible.
Wow.
Only seen that once before. I call these super couples because they're just highly complementary across all these different parameters. And then I've seen, of course, low scores, but it's very rare for established couples to have a low score. It's more likely you see them among just randomly matched singles.
Wouldn't that be terrible if you were married? Like if I did this with my husband and we got a 14% or something, what are you doing at that point?
Let's just think about this.
Yeah, well, we were trying, when we designed the test, we didn't want this to be a measure of relationship satisfaction. We really wanted this as a way for people in established relationships to kind of explore their relationship in a new way, so they can empathize with their partner more, learn, you know, just even if you've been married a long time, there's still things you're learning about your partner all the time. And we felt this would be a really neat way to allow couples to kind of explore their relationship in a new way. So it's not a measure of relationship satisfaction, more of, you know, these standardized biometrics that have been used, looking at relationship research and trying to apply them and trying to teach people about what it might mean for their relationship.
Ron Gonzalez is from Instant Chemistry. It is a company that can tell through science whether or not you and your partner or your spouse are compatible. Now, let me ask you this, because this is interesting. We had this discussion off the air, and I don't believe at this point that you're allowed to do so. But some people would say, well, if my spouse and I could tell from a scientific standpoint if we're compatible from the perspective that our genes together will make good babies,
right,
and that they'll be healthy,
yeah,
and that they, you know, but you're not allowed to do those kind of tests, right? Or how does that work?
So you wouldn't test, like, for example, an unborn, like, embryo or anything like that to determine what genes are, may or may not be there. But if you had two people who were never together and they were thinking about seeing what possibility of a combination of genes could be if they were to come together, you could do that test. There are companies in the world that do that. It's not something we do. It's not something we want to get involved with. But, yeah, it depends on what stage, I guess, you're interested in having the child.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
So let's say there's a couple. They've been dating for a long time, thinking about maybe getting engaged, and they're interested in checking this out because they're not sure. Maybe they're on the line. And so they go to instantchemistry.com. You can click on buy your kits right now. Limited time offer, $149. $149. Yeah. So if they buy that and then it comes to them, then what are they doing? How does the kit work?
They'll receive a kit in the mail, FedEx. They have to provide a saliva sample to us. So there'll be the saliva collection kit. So it's two for the $149 price. Then they'll register online and do the psychological evaluation. They'll send the kits back to our lab. They'll wait about 3 weeks and then they'll get their love manual report, which is a customized report for each person in the relationship, talking about their results and how their genes may be affecting their personality and behavior in the relationship, and also how they match up with their partners. And then we also give tools and tips that basically explain what are some of the solutions that that might help with areas where there may be more conflict. And so that whole package together is the couple's kit.
I want to do this with everybody. Like, I want to do this with you. I want to test our compatibility. I want to do it with my husband.
Right.
I want to have my friends do it with their husbands.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, we've had a few people that have tested, like, their ex-wives and ex-girlfriends and partners and current partners all together because they, exactly as you're saying, they're really interested in how each relationship is slightly different and what are the strengths and weaknesses of those relationships.
All right, so we're going to have to talk to Ron. We're going to have to get one of these.
That's what we need to work on, is getting one of
these
so that we could give it to somebody who's maybe thinking about getting engaged. Maybe there's a guy who's debating, am I going to propose? Maybe I should check this out first and see how compatible we are.
I love this. This is awesome. Ron, this is fantastic. And where are you guys based? Where are you guys located?
We're based out of Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
And,
okay.
We started the company in 2012. I co-founded it with my wife, who's a geneticist, and my background is neuroscience. And we started off, as I said, matchmakers, small dating sites, and now we're just our most popular product is the couples kit, which is kind of amazing.
Awesome. Well, Rob, we appreciate the time today. We certainly think this is very interesting, and I think we're going to be in touch soon about this because we're going to have to hook this up somehow, some way.
Yeah, we got to get our company to give us some money.
Yep.
We'll buy one of these.
That's right. We'll start a Kickstarter.
There you go.
Yep.
InstantChemistry.com if you want to check it out. Thanks, Ron.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Ron. Take care, and thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
No problem. Take care.
You bet.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.